Yeah, super proud of this team. You know, we sat after five games. I think we were 3-2. Just had a pretty lopsided loss there to Trainer, and you know, we could have gone one of two directions at that time, and we challenged our kids, and down the stretch, I mean, we were playing some really good football. And then obviously through three quarters tonight, I mean, I don't know if we could ask much more of our kids. At the end of the day, we just ran out of gas. And, I think this team reached their potential. I mean, that three quarters tonight with the quality of team we played, that's as good as we could have asked for. And just obviously that's what I'll remember this team for, just fighters.
You know, that defense hadn't given up more than one touchdown to anybody this season. They hadn't given up a first half touchdown all year. You guys put up 22 on them tonight. I mean, what was working for you guys offensively, especially early on?
Well, we ran the ball with some success, obviously, there in the first half and even in the third quarter. Obviously, when Garrett and our receivers are going, I mean, I think that's as deadly as most groups there in the state. So, that's a really good defense. I think they're giving up 6 points a game. And, scored right there, right first drive. That's what we wanted to do, set the tone. And, honestly, I mean, I think there was more points out there for us to be had. I mean, we stopped ourselves down there in the red zone but that hats off to West Line. They're a really, really good team. They made stops in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter when they had to, and just couldn't quite get it done.
You kind of mentioned running out of gas there a little bit. Yeah. What would you kind of attribute the second half to?
I don't think we necessarily got tired. I think they just wore on us. I mean, they got a lot of big bodies, big physical bodies, and just a plethora of athletes, and they're super hard to tackle, which I think we did a pretty good job limiting the running back, and then the quarterback obviously had a huge night. So, they're a really tough team to stop. Obviously, they have been for a long, long time, but the last 2 years they've been a machine. So, proud of our guys, proud of their toughness. Obviously disappointed with the outcome. I mean, we don't, not into moral victories, but we fought, and that's exactly what I wanted our team to do, and I'm super proud of them for that.
This senior class has never not made it to the quarterfinals. Yeah. You guys have been to six straight quarterfinals. What has this senior group meant to your program?
That's another group that's just raised the level of Underwood football and continued on that tradition. We talk almost every year, the last few years, about how hard it is to stay on top, right? It's really hard to get there, but it might be harder to stay there. West Lyon's an example of that. It's really difficult. You're getting everybody's best shot every week, and these kids, we ask, and I think this is, same throughout all programs, but, leave it better than you found it, right? And these guys certainly did that. That's the sixth group in a row, I think, that's gone through Underwood to do that. The seventh, honestly, because we made the playoffs the year before that. But, we're trending in the right direction, and we're going to fight like crazy to continue that. And get back, try to win this game again next year, and because we know the feeling of winning a quarterfinal game, and that's a really neat thing. So what we'll try to do.
Talking about that senior class, somebody like Garrett Lutt, I don't want to bring up too many of those emotions that you were just feeling right there, but I saw that pretty long emotional hug there afterwards. Can you just kind of talk about, obviously the numbers that he puts up, being the school record holder, but just kind of what his impact has been to you and to this program?
He's elevated our program. As good of a football player as he is, as good a baseball player as he is, basketball player, he's a better person. Garrett Lutt, kids like that don't come around often, not just with his ability, just the quality of person he is. I'm better coach for getting to coach Garrett Lutt. He knows that. I'll truly miss him. Our team will miss him. And I'm glad he was on our side for 4 years, I'll tell you that much.